Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We're joined in Studio 6 by Jack L. Good
hello,
afternoon.
Hello. How are you, Ray?
Good to see you.
You too.
You're off the bread.
yeah. I don't know. No offense. I love this. I can smell the bread over there.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. I love bread. But yeah, I try to. Just slows me down. I've kind of replaced it with almonds mostly in the morning.
It's hard to put a slice of ham between two almonds.
But I don't know. It fills that gap.
Yes, yeah. But I'd imagine you're going here, there, and everywhere.
Everywhere you go, sandwiches.
We have a sandwich.
It's endless. So, and you know, petrol stations where you end up sandwich. Most of the time.
So
just try and break it up a bit. I just find it. I mean, it's nice. Obviously, you still do it here and there, but. It's a treat. Yeah, I mean, it's just over the years it's got harder.
So, 1980, you were only a chap in 1980,
I was
were you?
Seven.
Seven, right.
Yeah, I kind of came, 79, I kind of remember coming into consciousness, you know, kind of.
Yes.
I have earlier memories, but I remember just general. Yeah, all the stuff you're playing there, all the pop culture, I mean, that would have ignited my mind.
Mm.
And, in 1980, a great year was that, The Emperor Strikes Back. I remember going to see a double bill of Star Wars and The Emperor Strikes Back in the Grove in Athy, County Kildare. Yeah.
Because you're in Athy, man.
I got a double whammy, yeah.
Listen, congratulations.
Yes.
Tell them.
Well, what's that? I'm a dada now.
Right.
I am dada, yeah. Had a little baby boy. He's 7 months old, yeah.
Oh, Sean. Congratulations.
Shout out to Sean and Rebecca.
Yeah.
So,
how does that feel?
Great, yeah. It's a great gift, you know. It's the biggest buzz of all, you know. It's absolutely amazing. It never ends, you know. Beautiful, you know, little spirit, you know, untainted by the world.
Yeah.
And it's really lovely. You know, even music takes on a new meaning. You know, he loves Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That's his favorite now. I mean, he's not talking or
Do you sing it to him?
I do indeed.
See, there you go. I would have done that.
Oh, no, I do a mean Twinkle Twinkle now.
I do
a mean Ugly Duckling too.
Right, go on.
And
I want to hear them.
Several other tunes. But
choose a lullaby of your choice there. Whichever.
Oh well, you're catching me on the hop here
on,
now. You want me to sing Twinkle Twinkle?
Just a little bit of Twinkle.
I'm set up for this other tune.
You don't have to play guitar. Just do it.
Well, I could do. I used to do this one years ago when I moved to Dublin in the 90s. I did a thing called Best Medicine with a friend of mine, Anna McPartlin, who's a great author now. But we used to, it was kind of a false thing for artists where you would train in the arts, music, and we would entertain the kids in the hospitals at the weekend.
Okay.
So I used to do a great, there once was an ugly duckling with feathers all fluffy and brown. And all the birds in so many words said, get out of town. Get out. Get out. Get out of town. And he went with a walk and a wobble and a quack and a flurry of eiderdown.
Wow, see? Sean, is it?
Yes.
Sean is, what a lucky little lad.
Yeah, you know, it's gas. I mean, it's bizarre too. Like, songs like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star is like a folk song that nobody knows where it came from. That was a French song, the melody, and then it was put to words. And so, you know, it's fascinating even from a musical
point of view. There's no copyright on it.
No copyright on it, yes. I'm working on a version of an album of kids' songs with copyright. No, I'm not.
It might happen, you know, because, like, people...
Well, you heard my Ugly Duckling there. It's not bad, is
that's
it?
That's spectacular. The late Shea Healy had an album of animal children's songs at one stage. Yeah.
No, it'd be a nice thing to do at some stage, yeah. Nursery rhymes. I mean, it's a whole new world. I assembled a cot last night and... You know, the whole world of, you know, the it moves so quickly, you know, that you're moving through the different phases of sizes.
Yes, yeah. I'm just trying to think for tracks for your Nelly the Elephant, obviously. Nelly the Elephant being
Wheels in the Bus.
Wheels in the Bus. My son has performed this one in the school arts competition over the last few years. It's about a duck who goes up to, have you got any grapes? The other one, have you got
I
any
don't
grapes?
Know. There's a few new ones now, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm sure I'll be learning them.
Yeah. Jack L sings
Ugly Duckling. You just did that to me, Red. Thanks a million.
And it will change your songwriting as well. I would imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, I mean, it gives you a whole new perspective on
of the world.
You know?
Yes. And,
when you not to get down, when you see all that horrible stuff on the TV and kids and stuff, it gives you a whole new feeling for it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
And it's odd because now it's about them, not about you. Mm-hmm. It changes your emphasis as well, because up until now, although you were in a relationship and all that sort of thing, it's been very much.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. I mean,
self-centered.
I've been gigging for years. Yeah. So, but you know, you got to keep doing what you do, yeah, I suppose. Yes, so yeah, there's yeah, where yeah, there's a will, yeah. there's a way.
Right.
And, organizing your times and all that. Yeah.
So what do you want to, might as well, dedicate this to Sean.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's the perfect song from it. It's called Till I Saw You. It's from an album called Magic Days. Walked the ancient earth so long, since the birth of Babylon. Stared the Sphinx right in the eye, just to think of you needs a heart. Skies all Asia blue. I thought I'd seen it all till I saw you. I thought I'd seen it all till I saw you. All the wars that were fought for a long lost. I saw it all, but I saw nothing at all till I saw you. Empires rise and empires burn. Another day the wheel it turns. Silly oceans, red and blue, Gobi Desert, Atlas Mountains, to all deja vu. I thought I'd seen it all till I saw you. I thought I'd seen it all till I saw you. That were lost at a priceless cost. I thought I found it all, but I found nothing at all till I saw you.
Perfect is right. Huh? Dedicated to little Sean, seven months old. Congratulations, Jack. That's lovely news to hear on a sunny Friday. And Jack L can sing me a lullaby any night. That was amazing. Jack L's Northern Lights tour is in the offing. And you can find out all the dates at jacklukeman.com. Jacklukeman.com. And there's a new date there in the Pepper Canister Church on December 18th. And Jack's going to stay with us and sing us out at the end of the programme. For the moment, Jack, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Jack is going to sing for us.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Thank Happy you. Birthday, Ray. Yeah,
thank
and
you.
And love to Sean as well, Jack.
Thank you very much. Do you realize that you have the most beautiful face? Do you realize floating in space? Do you realize, that happiness, well, it can make you cry? That life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. Realize the sun does not go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning round. Do you realize? Do you realize you have the most beautiful beak?
Ah, everyone says that.
Floating in space.
Ah, take her home, Jack, take her home.
Floating in space.
The final furlong.
Jack Lippman.